Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting third. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Don Lenhart. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting third. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dick Kokos. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ken Wood. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bill Summers. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Snuffy Sternweiss. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tom Upton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Widmer. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Al Widmer. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is called out on strikes. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a fly ball into right field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart takes first base on ball four. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh is called out on strikes. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a line drive towards first. Lenhart reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Summers juggles the ball. That's an error on Summers. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rosen. The throw from Lawler and he is out, Sternweiss applying the tag. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers strikes out. Two outs. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Summers fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Upton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller takes first base on ball 4. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Feller moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wood. Kennedy reaches second base with a double. Feller scores. Mitchell goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Indians. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 1 in the game. Easter hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Upton for the out. One out. Al Widmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Widmer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lenhart is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh is 0 for 1 in the game. Del Singh is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby hits a fly ball into right field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Summers fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 0 for 1 in the game. Kokos hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Indians, 2, Browns, 2. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0 for 1 in the game. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Sternweiss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton is 0 for 1 in the game. Upton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila hits a fly ball into right field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a pop-up towards first. Len Hart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Feller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Al Widmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Widmer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Widmer strikes out. One out. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lenhart hits a pop-up towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0 for 2 in the game. Delsing hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Delsing moves to second. Dick Cocos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cocos is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cocos hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cocos. Kennedy reaches second base with a double. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 2 in the game. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lenhart scoops it up and throws to first, with Widmer covering, for the out. Kennedy moves to third. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lenhart fields the ball and throws to Widmer covering. Safe. Kennedy scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Upton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 2 in the game. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0 for 2 in the game. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sternweiss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 2 in the game. Boone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sternwei settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 2 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton is 0 for 2 in the game. Upton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Widmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Widmer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Widmer bunts towards first. Easter scoops it up and throws to first, with Avila covering, for the out. Upton moves to second. One out. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lenhart hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-3, Browns. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Del Singh is called out on strikes. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Upton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sternwei scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Upton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kokos is called out on strikes. One out. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 3 in the game. Wood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0 for 3 in the game. Summers hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Snuffy Sternweis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wood. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Avila applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 3 in the game. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sternwei scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lenhart scoops it up and throws to first, with Whitmer covering, for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-3 in the game. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Upton misplays the ball. That's an error on Upton. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-3 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rosen moves to second. Bob Lemon pinch hits for Bobby Avila. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon strikes out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.